to Alabama, where judges in one-third of the state's counties are now issuing same-sex marriage licenses, even though Alabama Supreme Court Chief Justice Ray Moore has ordered them not to. A federal judge stepped in yesterday and ordered one probate judge in Mobile to issue those licenses. The same federal judge last month overturned the state's voter-approved gay marriage ban, and the U.S. Supreme Court refused to issue a stay. Ronald Krodzinski is a law professor at the University of Alabama School of Law. He's with us now. Professor, welcome.
Thanks. Good to be with you.
Well, where are we now with this in Alabama?
We're making real progress, I think. The order that was issued yesterday in U.S. District Court down in Mobile ran technically only against one state probate judge, Don Davis, who is the probate judge for Mobile County. However, since that order issued, a number of additional probate judges have indicated that they will voluntarily comply with Judge Grenade's order. These include the probate judges in a number of fairly populous counties. So we're seeing a lot of movement towards statewide compliance with the federal court's order.
Why was there any question of this from a legal perspective? Isn't there a system in which the federal ruling trumps any state ruling?
Well, that's exactly right, but there are some technical issues associated with the way injunctions work. And so in the initial proceeding, the only named defendant was the state attorney general, Luther Strange. And so the injunctive order technically ran only against him and not against, for example, Don Davis, the Mobile County probate judge. The decision of the court declaring Alabama's ban on same-sex marriage unconstitutional on equal protection and due process grounds was a firm statement of the law. But in order to apply that statement to a noncompliant state officer or probate judge, you might have to go into federal court and seek an injunction running against that person. So that's what we saw with respect to Mobile County. However, the writing is on the wall, and state officers ought to voluntarily comply. Technically, though, until they have been enjoined by name, contempt sanctions and other coercive means of getting them to comply are not immediately available. We may actually have to see a few additional lawsuits filed if probate judges refuse to comply with the federal court's order.
Lawsuits filed in federal court.
That's right. And as some law professors have noted in a variety of media outlets, technically a district court judge's opinion doesn't bind another district court, even within the same district. But what's really key here, I think, is that the 11th Circuit denied a stay, which was very unusual, and the Supreme Court also denied a stay. And Associate Justice Clarence Thomas more or less laid out the argument quite nicely, which is by denying Alabama a stay after its laws had been declared unconstitutional, the Supreme Court majority sort of broke with its traditional operating procedures and more or less signaled, I think, its views on the merits of the underlying substantive question. To be clear, it's not the same thing as a ruling on the merits, but it takes a kind of willful blindness not to recognize that the higher federal courts agree with the substantive ruling that Judge Grenade made last month.
Do you expect Justice Moore to fight this any further?
Well, I hope he doesn't. That said, if the past is prelude, one would expect to hear further from Chief Justice Moore. I will note that he was a named defendant in the preliminary injunction hearing that occurred yesterday, and he did not make an appearance.
Professor Krodzinski, anybody who's seen the movie Selma, which is up for a couple Academy Awards, including Best Picture, next weekend the Oscars will happen. People who've seen that movie will know that Alabama has a history of defying federal orders at the local level. Why do you think that is, and why do you think it continues to this day in this way?
Well, the probate judges are elected. I don't want to suggest that this is purely political, but there is undoubtedly a political angle on this. I had the privilege of clerking for Judge Frank M. Johnson, Jr., who was a district court judge during the 50s and 60s down in Montgomery, and he wrote quite lucidly about something he dubbed the Alabama punting syndrome. Alabama loves football, as I'm sure you know,
yeah.
Your listeners know. And what Johnson meant by this is that state officials knew and understood what the Constitution required of them, but because compliance with federal constitutional mandates was so politically unpopular, they much preferred for a mean federal judge to make them do what they were supposed to do in the first place. And I'd like to think we're beyond the Alabama punting syndrome, but some of the statements by a few of our probate judges make me worry that we're not.
What are people saying there?
My students, I'm teaching constitutional law at the University of Alabama School of Law this semester, and I think my students are pretty excited. Some of them express some concern about Chief Justice Moore's behavior, worried that it reflects badly on the state. In fact, the governor's made similar observations. I don't think all of them necessarily support same-sex marriage, but they all understand the Supremacy Clause quite well, and they all understand, as President Obama noted, that federal law will ultimately trump state law, and that's what's at issue here.
Ronald Krodzinski, a law professor at the University of Alabama School of Law. Professor Krodzinski, thank you so much for joining us.
Enjoyed talking with you.